Rabbeinu, we must continue with the halachas of boiling. You have to know one thing with boiling. With boiling, it's extremely important to get the svaras of the melacha very clear. In other words, we're giving tons of examples. Yesterday we went to like 25 examples, all sorts of things. But the ifni yisoid is once you know the yisoid of the inyan, so every shayla that comes up on Shabbos, you say the same. Does it fit into the yisoid? Does it not fit into the yisoid? And you can answer the shayla yourself. So,
big yisoid.
Now, we said yesterday, and we're going to finish this and start the new sugya today, and that is binyan bekarka. Binyan bekarka, right? What was binyan bekarka, Rabbi Sai? There was two halakim to binyan bekarka. There was the tikkun of the karka. That means if I have a problem with something that's attached to the ground, or to the house, or to the roof, or to the door, whatever it may be, to fix that on Shabbos, that is considered to be an issim in the Torah of Boina. Right, for example, we said the tile's coming out, the carpet's coming out, you get a little shove with your foot, over this minute, I tell
you.
Right?
You want to fix it and then tear the carpet for a shot?
No, definitely not. The second that you did it, you get over this minute, I tell you.
Huh?
Leg is a mashmach. We'll get the leg, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, if not, we'll get Sunday. But to be an example.
Leg was an usher.
Leg was an usher, what do you mean? We made mashmach in the shame.
Min.
Okay.
That's to make
so once again, right? We said if the door handle comes up, it's a problem. We said the drain, Rabbi Yisrael. What was with the drain? I don't remember. It was with the toilet drain. What did we say? There's a pipe, and this pipe is black.
Spoiler.
Boiler. What's the
shower?
Boiler. Ooh, that's a big shower. What happened here? I wanted a meisa by me, a murdika meisa, and it was raining, mamish. Mamish raining like you've never seen, right? Mamish, the brocha came down from Shamayim, and it was raining. What happens to the mapeset? I see the water going higher and higher and higher. And then she comes into my apartment. Mama says the whole place was flooded. What was the chat? Because the little sponge hole, I'm going at it, the little sponge hole was blocked up, right? So you go off the Shabbos, she open it up, you start taking out all the kebab and gazach that my kids start stuffing in there. Oh, but the mice, if it's stuffed up, it means that there is a blockage in the pipe. The pipe is connected to the ground. If that's the case, to go and unblock that, isn't it similar to you? I'll give you another example, Rabbi Yisrael. You have a sliding door, right? Now, these sliding doors, you have like these rails where it goes on. You have it by the windows.
Why is
it
usher? Why is it usher the hole, the pipe?
By the pipe? Yeah. Because the pipe is looked upon as a broken pipe.
Well, if you stick a wire through it.
One of those snake things.
Yeah.
Right? Kreisky, look. Why? What have you done?
Why?
Because you have gone off the window!
Now fixing the pipe.
Kiss, huh?
Not fixing the actual pipe.
Yes, you are!
It's
not the pipe!
It's not broken!
It's broken!
No!
It's not broken!
It's not broken! No!
I have to call out the snake guy. He comes in, John.
It's not broken!
Oh! It's not broken!
No! It's not broken!
What is it then?
No, what about
it's blocked.
It's not broken. I don't look at the cupboard attached to my house.
No, look at the dirt attached to the pipe.
No, it's the pipe. The pipe is wet and broken. That means right now I have a wall and I have a floor and it's all filled up. I come along and put the snake in. What happens? All the garbage comes out. It now becomes a pipe. I have made a pipe on Shabbos. It was an unusable object. I made it usable.
It's also butter. You know, take that from Gush.
I hear you say, but it's not a mixture. So boiler, you need to be a bowl with peas and
fat. There's water in there.
No.
There's water in there, and I want to take out the bad from the good.
I hear what you're saying, but it's right, it's all bad over there. Even the water is bad. Did you drink that water? Oh,
I want to take it out.
If you're desperate, yeah.
The mice is, no, if there's something inside that's muksha, you have to go with your teeth up to the sponge hole and cook it out with your teeth. That's galaldic, right?
It's muksha.
Anyway, you can't touch it. I can do it with your foot.
Let's say you have a cup, right? A cup, and it's filled with dirt. You pour the dirt, and now you have a cup. You just made a cup of Shabbos.
Galaldic, my Matis! You were machavi too? The shleim is Salman Orbach. Exactly like Rabbi Matt. Mom, you guys are relating about Eshi. Unbelievable. You mamish mechayim.
That's beautiful.
What's the cap? So Shleim Zalman. When you have a cup and it's got some dirt in there and you pour it out, boiler. Are you crazy? Rather not. Neila. Shleim Zalman. I'm asking. But so even Shleim Zalman, who is Mekel, said you shouldn't really do it unless you've got another option. For example, say, first time there's only one.
He said that by all schools.
You should advertise this on the...
he said that by all schools, right?
No, that's not better.
Question, there's only one bathroom.
One bathroom, not again in yeshiva, but let's say, for example, on the web, you know? All the guys are
basically, it's again
then they could be making you take a plunge and you plunge it down.
Fine, so there's only... you'd rather ruin everything in your house.
No! What do you mean? Was it I do the mice up?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to get the snake. There's no answer for snake or Shabbos. You can get a goya to do it. But you can't do it yourself. A snake, that long thing, you put it in, it goes in the pipe almost.
It's a mice umo.
What's that? Mice umo, you get a goya, you can't do it yourself.
What's the problem with the plunger?
Plunger's better. Plunger's better.
What's the problem? Take a plunger.
You shouldn't use a plunger unless you have to, because it's a block toilet.
Why snake also?
Okay, but then I'm going to back them. But boys, let's go back them.
Double manach, superpowers.
But boys, let's go back them. I heard once from a big time of Chacham, we said last time, in order to be over on Boyne the Karaka, it has to be that we look at this thing like it's part of the Karaka, that it's part of the house. Now, how do you know what's part of the house, what's not part of the house? So once I had a murder
game. You don't look at the pipes when you buy.
I'm part of the house.
Yeah, what are you buying?
What, you're gonna separate? You have a house?
Of course you do.
Yes. How long do I?
No, come on. Yeah, buy a house.
Every building part of the house.
No.
Oh, come on.
It's not raining.
No.
Everybody buys in the
day. No. And I'm wearing the apartment.
It's not raining while.
No.
Okay, it's the minimum of the house.
Yo, when you buy this apartment, right?
Comes with.
No, you're going to see if there's a... They're not going to look into the pipe if it's not raining there. I'm telling you.
I hear what you're saying, but it's a one thing connected to the character. It's connected to the character in respect one. This door is part of the building?
No.
Why not?
Because you can always change
it. That's not the point. It's part of the building.
Ah, come on, look at
that. Didn't say you cannot change.
It's part of the building. It's part of the building.
It's
part of the building. The point is, I might just hire. Remember, it's like your case. Rabbi said, my sister, oh yeah! I was once in the shul. Rabbi said, I was once in the shul. And this is this tremendous. Rabbi said, no, Lenin was such a Meister. Rabbi said, Rachman and Slon, you guys are lucky you heard this Meister. You see people doing this. What happened to the Meister? I was once in the shul. I see the gabber of the shul. Now, the gabber of the shul often has the keys to the air conditioning, and has the keys to this and to that, and to the room with the food and the booze and all this happened. Now, he wants to go along, he wants to hide the keys. Everyone wants to see the keys. See, he's got to go follow the gates. What's his exit? He's got to see them just like this. And he goes along, if I was as tall as Matt, I would just go, but, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, I know, guy. He lives in the aisles in his room and he has stuff in there.
Oh, my eyes! My right side! It's Shabbos! Don't ask him to me! Kill the Shabbos or not kill the Shabbos?
No.
Yes, I'm asking.
No. Yes.
No.
I'm asking.
You guys find it out.
When you make a ceiling, there's no use in the manual to put stuff in there.
And therefore, It seems to be that the Olim is saying that why would it be mutter to do that on Shabbos? It's because it's like you can open and close, it's easy. Listen, let me tell you the reason why they do it that way. No, that was Bamarim, that was
breaking.
What is the reason why they make these tiles on the ceiling easily open and close? It's a double portion. Because on top of these things,
Meissner, electrical wires.
Oh! back.
Yeah,
up on top there, everybody, so you know, there's going to be all the wires and all the sorts of things that if something goes wrong with the house, they open it up, they don't want to start drilling holes in your walls.
Okay,
they're mad and they're making that way. But it's not for me.
Some people have safes behind the
bed. Build a safe that way.
But that's where
you
put my stuff.
No,
I put my stuff on it.
You build a safe masking. But if you haven't built a safe, you can't
live. Are you?
You have safe, have a bunch. One big safe, that's what you're saying.
Shibusa is
more tough because it's not part of the wall. It becomes something on top of the wall. You cannot tell me this is something on top of the ceiling.
It's called a drop ceiling. Right, but it is a ceiling.
This is down the new ceiling.
No!
Listen to this. I once had an eight-son, like we said.
Yes, Sam.
In order for something to be bona for karaka, again, like we said, it has to be one with the karaka, right? It has to be one with the house. Now, what is it? I'm going to ask you a kasha. I once had a very chashuv eitzam. How do you know if something is one to the house or it's separate to the house? How are you going to judge if it's separate or if it's one? Again, if it's one, so it's going to be bona.
If you
leave the house, when you move, what do you take with you? Do you take the ceiling? I don't think anybody takes the ceiling! Do you take the light bulbs? In America, somebody take it. Hey, no, come on, a chandelier! No, that's something else. Because the money should buy. A light bulb won't rise, it's cheaper, right?
I took the door in my house.
You took the door?
It was inside the door. It was a nice door. I would take it.
You would take the ceiling. Yeah, I'll argue with that. I can imagine everybody in America when they're going to build this 16th floor house. They're going to put a ceiling in there. I want a piece of everything. So!
I wouldn't have a ceiling like this.
Ah, you would have a ceiling like this. Okay.
Yeah, it should be great. Just ship it all up.
So, Abkan, we've been discussing Binyan Bakarka. Until now. We're now starting a brand new chedik, Rabbi Sai. I'm going to give you chidushim over here, you guys. You guys think you're screaming at me until now? You guys are going to scream at me a lot more now. Ooh, we're going to get to some serious cases now. I'm going to get my machine gun out. This is a serious matzav. We've got binyan bekelim. Binyan bekelim is as well. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Sai. Gemara, Shabbos, the Ein Dalet on the base. Says the Gemara in Shabbos. Ein binyan bekelim. Rabbi Sai, translate. What's a kli? Anything not connected to the ground, and also a voice, so listen to this. It can't be too big. Huh?
Like we're Jews,
and it's not too big. A fridge, for example, Rabbi, what's a fridge? A fridge is karaka or a fridge is a kli?
Karaka,
why? Because it's so big, this is a big machine. Okay, now we've got that kli. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Sai, Ein binyan bekelim. There is no problem with building kelim on Shabbos.
Legos,
we'll get to. Mamash Shaila. Comes along, Rabbi Sai, Christmas. Let's say, what's going on over here? Are you telling me? A guy on Shabbos could be a businessman, and he can start building kelim the whole Shabbos, and he's not
Bible to Chilat Shabbos? It cannot be, says Tosfos.
That's because of something.
It can't be.
That's something.
Okay, so Tosfos, do you know what it is?
Could be. Could be.
What's a could be? Could be on base.
Very
good.
Wow.
Zotaisnus, I'll give you two examples. Obviously, you have no idea how these cases are negated to us every single Shabbos.
No,
whatever. No, what is that? Zotaisnus, two situations where we do say Boine Bekelim, and then we'll speak out the examples. Case number one, what is that? When you make the Kli from the beginning, Dainu, it was a bunch of pieces, and you put it together. Sutosis, that's it. That's point. That's fucking point. Like anything, take a stender in pieces and you put it together. You tell me, it's a manatoya. You take a stender, you build a stender, you take what's up?
Like a metal soda
bottle. Oh, beautiful, you must get
a metal soda bottle.
Oh, now we're going to get to it. I want to
talk about a beer can. A beer can.
We'll get to beer cans. We'll have to bring in beer, we'll have to bring in soda, we'll have to bring in the packages to see what maximum we can open.
That's all motor.
All motor.
All
motor.
Everything for food.
I like that. Everything's more than for food, right?
Like, yeah,
let me ask you a question, Rabbi Deutsch. The light is off! The light is off! I need to get to my fridge. Okay, switch on the light, because it's all for food.
No!
Why not? Turn the phone, come on!
You can do it without the light.
It's dark, I can't see anything.
You can do without
the light. I can't see, it's dark. I can't, it's dark, it's dark.
You could.
Rabbi Deutsch, let's switch.
You could.
Get the light!
Flick
the light! You couldn't say anything. But I said, that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
Okay, but I said, that's number one. Chelik number one. Chelik number two, and this is very important. But I said, anybody that uses ketchup on Shabbos must listen to this. This is going to be a big shayla we're going to discuss.
What's that mayonnaise?
Ooh, a big chelik. Mayonnaise? No, more the ketchup.
Well, then he did the mayonnaise.
Now, the maysa. Zug Toysus, there is one more type of boina that you could be chayiv. What's that? When you do something so tight, that's boina. When you do something and it's so tight together.
Where can I go?
That's not so tight. That's not like that. We'll get to the clicks, we'll get to the Lego on both sides. We'll have a party over here, we'll bring in the Lego, we'll bring in the clicks. We'll see the Maisa, Bez Hashem.
Fuck it up.
Now, Remela, Rabbi Sai.
Can I make a fist on Shabbos?
Can you make a fist? Yeah, I think so. I'm
making a fist.
Nah, that's alright.
Oh, come on, stop.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's give examples. Rabbi Sai, the audience ready for examples? Okay. You have the sponger stick, or the broom stick, right? And you put it into the sponger, right? You know what I mean? You have the sponger, you have the broom, you take the stick, you screw it in. What's that offer, Rabbi Sai? Awesome, right? Ain't mean you became it, what do you mean?
Look, it's so tight, you can't.
Oh, there you go, that boy said, no! That's so tight, you made the clean! It's a similar time as this. Take the broom, put it in. Oh, close the ball, it's not that way. What's the chat? We'll get to it, mate. We'll get to it. A hammer! We're going to say a hammer! You have the thing with the hammer! What? So, group of McComas, oh, I say that. What? Cash is so kayomop. Where'd that come into Elvis Boyner?
I'm saying
it is. Let me go to my side. Next! Next up my side. Some of these glasses, the little nail, little screw over here, became a little bit loose.
Right, are you allowed to use broken charms?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Are you allowed to screw it in tight? It's a minatel. Throw him off the game, my side!
Why?
Because you just screwed it in tight! You have the glasses, and the glasses, the nail's coming out, and you give it a little, it's a similar to you, boy, Sam. It's a similar, people do this.
You shouldn't be allowed to wear two splats for the top.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, I'm rubbish, we're going to get to that.
My glasses are loose, can I wear them on Chavez?
Loose is okay.
No, I need it.
One last sugya. We're going to move on. We're going to take a break from Boina for a couple of minutes. Rabbi Sai. We're going to take a break from Boina for a minute. We're going to discuss the halachos of Muksa. Now what does the book say? Benigay? Somebody's glasses broke on Shabbos Kodesh. Right? The thing that came out, the leg broke off, the oil nose, it is muktza. It means he's not allowed to pick up these glasses. He's not allowed to pick up the leg of the glasses. He can't pick up the lens. This is bad day, it's a muktza. Why? Because of
the if they broke before Shabbos,
oh, okay.
And you were hanging out
very good. Oh.
We've
got
to
have
the
moment
which
you have the key
there.
Very good. Rabbi Tala, what's the chat by muktza? You tell me.
No use for it.
No! I didn't swear! No, what's the plan? Why is it books on Shabbos? Why is it
God's not
on
Shabbos?
That's not a terrorist, come on!
Nothing. You're making glasses on Shabbos.
You can't use it. You're making a new
baby. You're making glasses on Shabbos.
Making them? How are you making them?
By putting it on.
Wait, what was the question? If it's broken?
Now it's just a lens. Now it's just a lens.
Oh, my God, come on, Nick! You might come to fix it on Shabbos. I got to pass the shulchan on. In! Simon Shin Ches?
You might know. That's why you can't ride a horse.
What?
That's why you
can't ride a horse. No, Rachel, anything that's... Rachel, it's a clown bottle.
By a tree, it looks like you may want to rip
something. Tree, yeah. Now, the Maitre, any single thing that's broken on Shabbos automatically turns into Muktza. It's double portion, right? Comes along.
Shaper
is Muktza Machmas Mitzvah or Muktza Machmas Issa because you want to blow it, that's what I was told. Let's talk about
it. Same thing.
That's Rabbi Steinberg! Excuse me, Rabbi Steinberg has a heter. Oh. And the mice was mechavan to the Taz. The Taz was, hold on a minute. I got Eitzah. How would so chashash? A guy will come along, and he might come to fix his glasses. Beautiful! You know what you do? Wear it before Shabbos. And once you've worn it before Shabbos, you show that you're no longer interested in fixing it.
No, not after. No good.
Why
no
you see going to walk around?
No.
What is it, Chuck?
If you come to the same room with the thing, I would fix it.
No good, yeah.
Why are you wearing it? Why do you fix it before Shabbos?
What?
Because you're lazy. What's up with you? So much fun. No, I'll fix it. Yes.
Now the Pshan Chazal is like this. Pshan Chazal is this. Rabbi, so listen up. Pshan Chazal is that when a guy has a broken pair of glasses, we're worried that he's so upset with his glasses that he's going to say, "Hey, fix." Amazing. If before Shabbos he was already wearing it. So we're not about it. It could be maybe one day, but we're not so close that he's saying this because he already wore it. But boy, there's another heter. Makamapadish means to finish something. Beautiful. That's correcting.
But
I said we have to finish.
You're not allowed to ride a horse without you might break off a branch, right? Right, so therefore, if you ride a horse before Shabbos, you don't break off a branch. Therefore, you should be able to ride a horse on Shabbos, because you can't do it before Shabbos.
He also goes slowly.
Yeah, here you might get so fed up with your broken glasses, you want to fix it.
You guys want to be back, man!
He wants to make them.
We have to finish. There are two more heterim. Mr. Fletcher, there are two more heterim on my side. How it's smoother to wear broken glasses. One heterim already said, you walk before Shabbos. There's another heter.
You can't see without them.
No, that's not a heter. There's another heter. If the piece is broken.
How can you use crutches when it's broken?
There's no ear.
There's no ear.
You have to finish.
You can't.
Whatever
I'm
using.
Use the crutches.
Kill it!
came out and it's lost. So then there's no chashash. You can't go fish anymore. You can't go fish. I'm going to give you an answer.
Screw out the window.
Oh, my terror! Here he goes again! Listen to this. I saw this in a beautiful sefer. I saw a sefer that says, I got an answer for somebody. Roberto, listen to this. Your glass is broken on Shabbos, right? You guys know that. Log about Hashem. The other guys, who knows about them? You guys know you can't wear it. Oh, but the problem is, the screw's sitting on the table. What are you going to do? Now the cones upon the screws here, I can have a fix. Well, what do I do? Look what I tell a beautiful answer. About to help your hands, the shoulders attach, mukta with your hands. You take it with your mouth. Look what I different rabbonim all over the world. You take it with your mouth and you put it down the drain. And once you've done that, you can go along with the glasses.
Now it's only the head to work.